it's sad that somebody has to die over something as small as drugs.
A life cut short, a family left grieving.
I don't believe that Mr. Berry was dealing a large amount of narcotics out of his residence. I don't believe that to be true at all. He seemed like a good man, a family man. So I don't necessarily see why someone would feel the need to murder him.
45-year-old Robert Berry was home with his wife and children when gunfire erupted and his life was taken. We take a look back at this brutal case that has turned cold as witnesses failed to come forward. Detectives hope you can help us solve this unfinished business.
Through the investigation, there's been some tips that came in, but as of this day, the case remains unsolved.
It's been nearly 2 years since detectives with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office were called to the eastern side of the county to investigate a murder that had taken place at a home on Joe King Road in Plant City. It's a rural neighborhood with poor street lighting and few residents. But Detective Joseph Florio has been trying to turn every stone in hopes of finding a lead.
Judging from the area of where this crime occurred, it's quite isolated out on at the address of the incident scene. So to me, it appears that this is not a random act, that this is something that the victim was targeted.
Just after midnight on July 1st, 2019, detectives say three masked men stormed into the garage and in a span of seconds shot and killed Robert Berry. His wife witnessed the horrific scene while her children slept inside.
And she had advised that three unknown males entered through the open garage about 5 minutes prior to the 911 call and began firing at Robert Berry.
What were those three men after?
It appears that there was a narcotics angle to this case. Unfortunately, what we can tell, nothing was taken from the residence because it appears that the at least from the time frame that we're dealing with, the individuals were surprised to see the victim inside his garage.
Was this home ever under HCSO's radar? Had detectives or deputies ever been called out to this residence before?
To my knowledge, no.
Detectives recovered surveillance video from the residence, but since the unknown suspects were masked and wearing long sleeves and gloves, identifying them has been extremely difficult. At this point, witnesses are critical to help the investigation move forward.
I am willing to listen to anyone with information regarding this case. If someone has information but is scared, they can come talk anonymously to the sheriff's office. We are willing to listen. I just need an avenue to go down so that I can go after the right people for this investigation.
If you have any information on this case or any cases investigated by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, please call 813-247-8200 and follow us on social media at HCSO Sheriff to stay up to date with the latest developments on this case.